On and you're good.
Okay. I'd like to call meeting to order for July 7th of 2022. It's now 7:05 for the Medina Township Trustee Meeting. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
And Chuck Johnson is absent.
All right, I would like to make a motion to approve for payroll. I'm sorry, thank you. Please rise for pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. If we would, please take a moment of silence for our first responders at home and abroad. Thank you. You don't really think about that, and it kind of gets to be a little cliche-ish. Until you realize even today, we had an armed robbery in a township. Not in our township, but adjacent to us. And anytime that happens, there's a risk involved. And, you know, so don't ever want to assume or just go through the motions. I do appreciate what people put themselves through, and I'm thankful for that. So now I'd like to go to the approval of payroll. I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll. Check date 7/8 of 22. Payroll for the amount of $43,438.29. And total remaining deductions, withholdings, and liabilities of $10,071.44, including this two-page document.
Approved. I'll second.
All right. Any discussion? And roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
We'll move on to site plans. We have a little bit of a pile here. So I would like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve a subdivision sign for True Ridge Apartments to be located at 4757 Ledgewood Drive, not to exceed 23.3 square feet, and to be placed 10 feet from the road right away as presented.
Second.
Any conversation? Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Is there somebody here from there?
It's you.
That's
me. I'll keep my
back. Well, I had to wait till they said yes.
Thank you. I'll give Elaine hers.
You all, she, okay, go
she'll
for it.
The rest of the stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that, that's it there. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, have fun.
Thank you.
Does he need to take anything else?
Nothing comes out of this for them for tonight. Western Reserve North LLC, is there a representative from that group? Would you like to share anything about what the project is?
It's going to be office building, approximately 20,000 square feet on the campus where Western Reserve North buildings are. So we've submitted before, but we want to resubmit. It looks like we're going to be able to hopefully get started on it.
Is this a new facility or is this a...
Be new.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be new. New construction.
Very good.
When the site plan was initially brought in, 20 years ago, something like that?
The
back part.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
There was on there for several of these building groups. One they built right away, the other two have been waiting, and I guess now they decided it's time.
so.
Very good. Well, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve the use, new construction, for Western Reserve North LLC to be located at 4955 Foot Road as presented.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you. Sephora Kohl's, is there any representative from this organization? Would you like to share anything about the project, or?
Thank you, everybody.
Yes, we're asking for, I'm Jim Riola with North Coast Sign and Lighting.
Okay.
This is Jesse.
I'm an associate.
Pleased to meet you.
Thanks for coming.
So what we want to do, we want to apply for a variant. We're trying to add, expand the Kohl's sign to say Kohl's plus Sephora. And what we want to do is we want to add just a lot more, a little bit more square foot.
Okay, so that process then would go through the ZBA, correct?
Correct. We had to turn them down because Kohl's already has the one sign that's allowed.
Right.
They've already had a variance to 200 some square feet.
Okay.
And now they want to put more square feet. So we can't, the board can't approve it, so we're denying it. You deny it, and they're going to the board.
Yeah, we'll go through the formalities here.
Okay.
But then that goes, you'll present that to the BZA, and they'll take it to the next step. All right?
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for explaining things. I appreciate that.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to deny a wall sign for Sephora, which will be located on the Kohl's building, located at 4095 Pearl Road, as it does not meet the requirements of section 605I, wall, roof, and awning signs of Medina Township zoning resolution, in number and size of sign as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you. All right, I have a series of prints here, and items A through D, I believe. We'll read through for the Primrose School of Medina Township. Is there anyone here from that group?
Hi.
Hi. Would you like to share anything about what is being presented?
My name is Marissa. I work with ADA Architects, and we're proposing to build a ground-up childcare facility on an undeveloped piece of land. We'll provide an outdoor play area, and we'll be self-parked.
Awesome.
We are also on a corner lot, so that's part of this.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming out, and I appreciate that greatly. There's four parts to this, so I would like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission. This is part A, to approve the change of use for Primrose School of Medina Township to be located on property parcel number 026-06D-31-109 Carrick Drive as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Item B, I'd like to motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning board commission to approve the ground sign for Primrose School, Medina Township, to be located on parcel number 026-06D-31-109 Carrick Drive, not to exceed 31.6 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Item C, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve a wall sign for Primrose School in Medina Township, located, is it private parcel number? Is that?
Yes.
No, it's just it's a parcel number because there's no building and they don't get an address until they actually go and file things. So once they actually take these plans and get them going, they'll get an address.
I've referenced it a number of ways, I just want to, I'll call it PPN number 02606D-31-109, Carrick Drive, not to exceed 38.3 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Item D, I'd like to motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve a second wall sign for Primrose School, Medina Township, located at PPN number 026-06D-31-109, Carrick Drive.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sounds like some good things have happened.
Yes, I'm excited, thank you guys.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Just contacting me and she'll give us some for you.
If those are the ones.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to go through these after the meeting, there's, I see a check mark that I should have been marked. I didn't.
I don't need to check them all through.
How's that?
For the what?
They do, but you guys can do it after the meeting.
Yeah.
As long as they get signed before you leave.
I won't get scolded by Elaine or anything.
Right, she'll call you up after.
Okay. Oh, these are all those A, B, C, and D. That goes along with that.
Oh, that was with us.
Yeah.
Is there no square footage on that last ground sign? Or that last wall sign? It didn't say anything.
The square footage?
On the second wall sign? I just, I tried to take notes so that it makes it easier to do the minutes. Usually there's.
Second wall sign.
It didn't have square footage on it.
Thought it was small, it's 18.8.
Oh, I must have just missed it. Oh, that was the first one.
That was the first one, yeah.
Thanks. It's easier than listening to the whole meeting back again.
I'll check my boxes again afterwards.
You know what?
Oh, yeah, we can just, yeah, you can deal with this.
No.
Don't say. We'll just do. There you go. Okay, thanks.
Are we through those?
I think we are done.
All right. Next on our agenda will be the approval of the appropriation status, resolution 07072022-043. I move to adopt resolution number 07072022-043 to approve the appropriation status dated 7/7 of 2022 and incorporate this 14-page document by reference.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Two spots.
Mr.
You all set?
Yep.
Okay. Next is I would move to adopt a resolution number 07072022-044 to reallocate funds from appropriation account 2191-210-211-0000, Ohio Public Employees Retirement System, to appropriation account 2191-210-323-0000, repairs and maintenance, in the amount of $2,500. Do I need to re?
No, no, you almost missed it, but you got it.
All right.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you.
I guess while we're on the supplemental appropriations, that's, did you got to look at it?
Yes.
Bruce, did you look through them all?
Yes, he did.
Okay,
yeah,
so.
What
I'm going to do then is I'm going to go through, that's the ARP fund, just for everyone's knowledge.
Right.
I'm going to add any, I'm going to talk to Chief Minnick over the next, either tomorrow or early next week, add any line items to the ARP fund that we don't have. We'll get a running total of what we need to move, and then
okay.
At the meeting we'll do the
so
actual
we don't need to act on this right here, or should we have,
no, because I can't really, we can't really do anything tonight except for
okay.
since I know that everyone's on board, we'll at least get, you know, we'll know what we have to split up between the funds, but at least I know what line items we'll need to, we'll
so.
Go over it. And then the steps that we'll need to take next week, we'll have it on the agenda in the order of fund reallocation, the resolution to add these items to the ARP fund, and then purchase orders
right.
and training requests. So that's the order it'll have to go in.
And again, for, you know, for people who want to know, the ARP's fund can be used for items, in this case, repairs and maintenance and improvements to, in this case, it's police department vehicles and things that are ongoing service to the community. So this document has a list of items that totals $15,490.67. But in order to utilize the ARPS fund, we have to be specific about what it goes to. We can't just say, we're going to spend this much money and then use it anywhere you want to. It has to be allocated so it can be tracked, and that's what she was talking about. So I don't need to act on that, right?
No, no, and we'll go over them in detail next
yep.
next meeting. I think there was also, we're switching over from the stuff, the pepper spray, right,
yep.
to something that's a
yep.
little bit.
Instead of pepper spray, to gel.
Yeah, so again, we'll go over every
yep.
item for the purchase orders next week, too, or next meeting.
And if for some reason that needs to be expedited, we can
no,
adjust.
No,
we're okay.
We don't know when the cars are coming.
Imagine that. We don't know when the vehicles
they're
are
coming available. In June. We just don't know which year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's feeling like that, right? Wait, it's not even June. It's July now.
Well, I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable. Date 6/24/22 through July 8th.
I've got purchase orders.
Not yet. Well, we can.
Okay, we can. No, you're right. We can do purchase orders and training requests.
Oh man, you just messed up my minute book. Thanks, Bruce. Okay. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Do we have any purchase orders and training requests?
Got a couple, three to be exact. So I make a motion to approve a training request. This is for the police department. It is dated 7/5/22 in the amount of $80. It is for training for the Ohio Township Leadership Academy, and this will be for Chief Minnick.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
I have another This is a purchase order, and it is dated for 7/5/22. It's for the police department. It's for, the vendor is Lexpol LLC. It's the annual law enforcement policy manual training bulletins in the amount of $4,629.46.
Second.
Any discussion?
You know what, real quick, let me just, I know this came up this week, I just want to make sure we have enough there. Should we look at that? We might have a little problem, guys. Hold on.
We should get money in training.
I usually pay that out of professional and technical. Is that?
That's where you usually pay it out of.
Yeah, that's not, I mean, I know they have a training component, but it's like, it's actually, we've always paid that out of professional, technical, just because it's more of a.
Okay.
A service.
Yeah, service.
You're looking for this one, right? For 46.
For the Lexpol, yeah. So we're at, right now, for professional, technical. We have very little reserve for encumbrance, which we need. Just to kind of carry us for the, you know, the day-to-day bills. We only have just under 4,000 left unencumbered. And then, and that's in a PD fund. Let's see what's, I was just looking at that. I think there's a little bit there, but.
Would we be able to approve it and do a supplemental to pick up the other items to make sure we're covered next, at the next meeting?
Yeah, that's what I'm just seeing, if we have even enough. So we're at the 39. A little 46.
What's your total amount there?
What's the amount? It's 46, 29, 46.
No, we don't have any. No, we're going to either have to move money tonight, or this is already late.
Is this the one that was when I was on vacation that was submitted? Okay. What about contracting services?
I'm hesitant to pay it out of a different fund, because that's not really a contracted service, and that's kind of one of those things that, like, you, when you pay an annual fee, that's something that the auditor will look at, like, what you want to be consistent where you pay it from.
Okay.
I can tell you what's in contracted services. I don't remember how much that exact, the bill is. I think we're doing that from safety service, correct?
How much is that again? 4,000?
4,629.46.
What does the encumbrance involve? I mean, if we spend it,
well,
the money's there, what we would have to reimburse.
Yeah, and you have bills coming in against that on a regular basis. Like, you've got a Verizon bill that's coming in every month for, like, the data for the tablets.
Okay.
In like $258.
Okay. Things that aren't going to come across our desk
really quickly. Yeah, so it's not something we can even hold off until next meeting to move.
Can we use something out of any line item and replace replace it without the safety service.
Well, that's, like to do a supplemental today.
Right.
We can, it's just that we're getting kind of low on some of those too, so I'm just trying to be careful not to. We had quite a bit in that. We overfunded the OPERS line item in safety service purposely, knowing we were going to be moving from that. We were, before we did this supplemental tonight, we were at like 32%, I believe. But, you know, with the two new hires, I just don't know, and I haven't done June's report yet, you know, because we have till the end of July to get that done. So I just, I don't want to leave us too short. I mean, you know, we might be moving money again. I don't know where we're going to be at. I got to really look at that fire budget with Chuck, you know, the fire part of the safety service with Chuck, because we've not done that yet.
I see what you're saying in the OPERS retirement system.
Yeah.
That's probably a safe place for what we got to do for this.
Yeah, I mean, we may have to move money back. It's just going to really depend where we're at with the new, you know.
Right.
It's but I, for right now, is probably going to be our best bet.
Take something out of the electricity, because we're only going to be a monthly bill, and we'll have it back in before the.
I would rather just.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to be doing it like back and forth.
Okay.
It's better to just do. I'm just looking where our contracted. Why am I not seeing? Contracted service, we took that out of, weren't we paying that out of safety service? That 70.
Was it 72?
Oh, wait, no, we were paying that from payment to another political subdivision. That's what it was. I'm talking about the bill to.
City of Medina.
City of Medina, yeah. That's why I'm like, no, I.
I was going to say, there's a big old chunk there, but that all goes to that dispatch, correct?
Yeah, I just wanted to see how much is left after that. Okay, so 75,000, and do you remember what that bill is? Do you have the PO for that?
Yeah. 7,000, or 70,169.
Okay, so.
4,800 roughly. If I'm thinking right.
So that leaves us 38, 31. We could actually.
We can replace it by next meeting.
Well, no, what I'm saying is if we move that to professional technical, between that and what's left unencumbered in the 2081, we can do that and just open the purchase order between those two accounts.
Okay.
So let's just do that.
Okay.
So can I have, I'll write this real quick so Chrissy doesn't have to retype it. Do you want me to, you want to give me the, oh wait, you already.
Which one? What do you want?
We're just going to do a different, so before you do that purchase order, you cannot do that purchase order yet though, so we'll do 7.
Take that status back.
Mm-hmm.
So Doug, we're just going to kind of read the same language of this, but from. Because we won't have anything else coming out of there.
That'll zero out the account then.
It will.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're going to need it anyways. We're going to probably have to do
we'll
something.
We'll amend this one.
Right. No, we're just gonna do a new one. There's no reason to, yeah, so, okay. I mean, I didn't write the exact language, but you can. So actually, you already started your purchase order?
Yes.
Okay, so just redacted, just take that back. Withdraw your motion.
Okay, I withdraw the previous motion.
Did you second it already?
I'm sure we did. We could just vote on it and call it. Turn it down for now.
Or just say, you second it.
I just second, yeah.
I redact the second for the previous motion.
And then go ahead and do that, and then we'll just do this all over.
What's that? Is there a roll call for the redaction?
I don't think so.
Was the initial motion second?
They were.
Voted in second?
Did they withdraw the?
Well, you didn't vote, but you made it in the second. You should, well, it wouldn't hurt to redact it officially, just so that somebody can't say you made.
Call, roll call?
Yep.
Roll.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye. Now, I would like to move to adopt resolution 07072022-045. Transferring funds from 2191-210-370-0000 payment to another political subdivision to line item 2191-210-319-0000 other professional and technical for the amount of $3,831.
Second.
Any conversation?
No.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you, Angela, for putting that together.
Now you can do that.
Now I can. Just get this, do I sign this or something?
Yeah, you can sign it at the bottom. This is the one we talked about, Chief, right? The one that you're gonna get your certificate or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you already have the, we know that this is already out.
We got a good rehearsal. Get it back in there.
Got more?
Okay, so now you can, yeah.
We're good.
Yep.
And we're gonna be good on both of them, right?
Yep, we're good on both of them. Perfect.
Okay, I make a motion to approve the following purchase order. Date is 7/5/2022. It's for the police department. It's for Lexpol LLC. It's the annual law enforcement policy manual and daily training bulletins in the amount of $4,629.46.
Second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
And I have another purchase order. I make a motion to approve this purchase order dated 7/7/2022. It's for the police department. It's for the city of Medina. This is the 2022 dispatch services contract, and it's in the amount of $70,169.
I second. Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Seven.
All day long.
Just one.
Yep. I guess this yet. Chief can fill that out.
Can you see?
Just fill this one out here.
We get on signatures over there? All right. Any more purchase order training requests?
No.
Roads and Bridges has none. I don't believe we have anything for admin.
No.
All right. Moving on to the next item, approval of accounts payable. I'd make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 6/24 of 2022 to 7/8 of 2022. With electronic checks of 51-2022 to 53-2022, and written checks of from number 32238 to 32268 for the amount of $82,974.86 with this one-page document.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Credit card attestation. I, Doug Eastwood, Vice Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code, at its meeting on July 7th of 2022, the Board reviewed the credit card attestation transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates June 4th of 2022 through July 5th of 2022, as provided by the fiscal officer. The credit card accounts include Amazon, ENH, otherwise known as Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples, Tractor Supply, and Walmart. No actions needed.
Second.
Nope.
No, not on that one.
Since you have seen second.
Oh, yeah. That's it. So the next item is public, our first public comment section, which we may be making an adjustment to that moving forward because as of many, many meetings in a row, there's not a lot of public comment in the first section. However, would there be like anyone like to be part of that at this moment? Yep. Make a motion to open public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
It is now open for public comment. Make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Okay, are you the fireworks discussion?
Fireworks.
Old business.
Yeah.
Do you have something you want to talk about? Like,
no.
I was received a lot of written information on fireworks in the last week from multiple sources, from some residents, from the state, and from our prosecutor. Our prosecutor was planning to come to meet with us, Mike Lyons, tonight. However, in spite of the fact that Trustee Johnson wasn't going to be here, really didn't want to have his comments. There was nothing pressing he couldn't make at another time when we're all together. And I didn't want to try to do it again just for the sake of doing it again. But the nature of that conversation will be what the state has allowed, what we have provisions to alter to that allowance. There are some things we can do to change, tweak, or tighten that up. But we will continue to talk about that. Further on the discussion, I talked to our PD today and curious to know what kind of reports we had on fireworks disturbances. this being what it was, kind of the first year where it was opened up more than in the past, I expected quite a few. And my understanding is we only had 3 calls. None of them were injury related, at least to the PD. They were more of a nuisance type scenario, which I think 3 calls in a holiday weekend like this is pretty phenomenal. So I appreciate the fact that while I'm sure there was more than that and frustration out there, I also appreciate the fact that our community seems to have made an effort to not go out of their way to be dangerous or, you know, hurtful. That's an ongoing conversation, though, for obvious reasons. Anything else on that?
I just say, actually, when you read the code, the Ohio code, there's things in there I was sort of surprised when I saw it. It was sent out by the fire chief, that you can't set the fireworks off within 150 feet of somebody under 18 years old. There's a number of things in the state law already that prohibit people from doing certain things. And I was actually a little bit surprised when I read it.
To that point, one of the conversations Chief and I had was, before we as a board of trustees decide to make rules, I feel it's important for us to talk to our PD and with our fire and our EMS. How do we support these? I mean, making a rule is one thing, but having something that can be enforced is another. And I'm looking forward to that conversation, A, because they're the ones out there trying to do it. So let's get some education and some planning so that there is a plan to move forward. And Chief's going to engage with the people. We're going to have with the crew. We're going to have an opportunity to do that. But I think that has to happen before we just subjectively change things or create new laws.
I talk to police officers in this township and other townships, and just to get what they felt. And the overall overwhelming consensus was, you'd just be chasing your tail. You'd really be wasting the police time. And I didn't articulate it very well last time, but if a police officer is pulled off because somebody's setting off some, I'm talking about legal fireworks, quote legal fireworks, by the state standards, they're not on a road patrolling looking for drunk drivers. They're not cruising through parking lots where they've picked up people with drug offenses. There's different things like that. So I want to be very, very careful that we aren't taking the police away from something that's much more important, in my view, than somebody setting off a firework. So that's where I'm coming from.
And just to add on to that point, again, Chief and I had that conversation earlier today. If somebody has a concern, if there is something and they call in, they're not going to be dismissed. The right. Department will address it. And I just want to make sure they understand that part of it, that it will be addressed and will react and respond accordingly. So
we will respond to any call that we're dispatched to. Yeah. And we'll take the necessary enforcement action that we need to do.
Right. Thank you. Just want to put some people at rest with that a little bit. Is that it for fireworks for now? Okay.
Yep.
State Route 18 multi-use path discussion. Really no new information. We did receive a document from the state, what they want to have us agree to. The reality is we're struggling a little bit with how much we want to accept, because it's going to be an ongoing expense for the township. In reality, it's also very beneficial, I think, for our township, but not something to be taken lightly. So again, with Denny not being here, he's head of our department for roads and bridges maintenance. I don't really want to belabor that one too much, but it is, we do have a document from the state that we'll be able to utilize. And we know what they're asking for. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, do you get the Gazette, the actual paper?
Do I get it? Yes. Do I read it?
Did you read the article that on the front page? I saved it. I knew there was not going to be a full board, so I didn't bring it. But there is an article that the Gazette put in there about the Medina County Bikers Association, per se. They're the ones that are pushing for the bike paths. And the article was about how they were forcing the businesses, I forget which city, whether it was Brunswick or what, to put bike stands where they can park their bikes and lock them up. They're going around and they're doing that. And I'm not saying that's wrong, but they're the ones that are behind the effort to get the bike stands to lock them and to get the paths to go from point A to point B. So why should they not be partially, if not fully, responsible for the maintenance of the things that they're putting out there?
Well, that's definitely worth a conversation. A bigger picture would be presented, as it was to me, that, you know, we talk about health and community health. Mm-hmm. And what better, I mean, we got over a mile of this in our township, I believe, mm-hmm. that we'll be responsible for. You don't think about it, but there's a huge stretch on that south side of Route 18 that will be Medina Township's responsibility. But that being said, how many times are you looking for a place for your community to have access to a walking path, a riding path? And something like this is about as open and safe as it gets. You're not going through the woods. You're not, you know, there's a lot of different angles, but you don't ever want to just walk into a lifelong expense without trying to look at every perspective. All right, next item on the list is the service department new addition discussion. Here again, without Trustee Johnson here and or Denny, we're not going to talk a lot about it, but what we are dealing with in the legal department is the parameters with the bidding process for something that might be $250,000 plus or minus. And the requirements for things like prevailing wage. The Ohio Revised Code has a number of regulations. They differ from township to city to village, and we want to make sure we're doing it the right way as we move forward. And we do have two different legal opinions presented to us, so we're gonna have to follow that up. That's one reason why, you know, that conversation will be ongoing, and for part of, you know, the simple why are we even thinking about that? The building behind us will someday be going away. Part of that building's not doing anything. Part of it is holding cold storage items for our maintenance, snow plows and things of that nature, which I'd like to see over there anyway. Like to see that gone. Fire department, we got to talk to Chief Larry about what would happen, but this space back here could possibly be used for something more beneficial moving forward. So, but you can't think that way unless you have some place for everything to go. So
I think when we did forgive me for interrupting, but it just came to me, when we built the concession stands, did Denny talk to you about that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there, we had that same issue with the mm-hmm. prevailing, but we did end up, there was a way to get around that, because it ended up saving us so much money.
That's the different legal opinion I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, I mean, I remember the bids were coming in at like $360,000, yep. if I remember, and then we ended up doing it for like $180,000
right.
or something like that. So it was, yeah.
Your whole contractor selection changes.
Yeah.
If you get, the more red tape you get involved, it changes who's interested in doing your job. So... But we gotta,
and they charge more for it.
There you go. Oh yeah,
they gotta go through the red tape.
So that we'll continue pursuing that, and the reason is to get the best we can for the township. Okay, new business. Trustee comments, Bruce. Do you have something?
I'll just add on to what Doug said earlier, and I want to thank the community for understanding. You know, we put on one more police officer, and we'll be putting another one on, as we talked about earlier in the year, and I'm getting to the point of this robbery, this kind of stuff. We don't want to have one officer on a shift, which we had for years, and I didn't understand that until I got involved. So as we get geared up, we'll have have the very minimum of having two officers on a shift, but that doesn't take into account of other things down the road, but at least we'll have that. So I want to thank the township very much for understanding and, you know, why we're going to put this officer on, or these officers on. So thank you.
I just got three things I wanted to touch base on. One, in our community, we had a request to begin and open up potentially a community safety. Is that the right term?
Basically, it'd be like a neighborhood watch program.
Neighborhood watch program. I forwarded the email to Chief. Chief got some information and sent it back through to the person involved with that. Thing I'm excited about is people are realizing there's issues, and people have issues, and they're being proactive about how can we do something in our community. And that was specifically Weymouth, and the township, of course, has multiple communities. So I'm hoping to see how this grows. Maybe it's something we can work into the HOAs, and it's just like a neighborhood watch thing. So I'm excited that someone in the community had the initiative to do that, present that, and that's in the process of due diligence. Writing on that, we had another incident in the property damage in Weymouth, and where, you know, very, very old, very prestigious place was damaged by a vehicle, a hit and run, if you will. Heartbreaking at the very least, you know, maddening at the other. Well, to the credit of the PD, they took the report, they had some information from a witness, and in less than 3 or 4 days, they had found who had done the damage, got the full report, and it's being processed as it should. The person will be properly dealt with, and the family will get access to some repair. But when somebody hits and runs, a lot of times it doesn't end up well for the people. They end up stuck. So I give a shout out to, I believe Sherry was instrumental in that.
Sergeant Mangel and Mike Hoyle.
So I think, you know, those are little things that go unseen, unheard. I think it's a great thing for our department. And the last thing on the public comments is that in the past we were talking, you've heard us talk about five-year forecasts in the PD, and I was really encouraged that Chief has been working through that, actually has a document prepared, which is a five-year budget forecast for the department. Understanding a budget's a budget, and 5 years from now, you know, we know that's not going to be spot-on dollars, but it's definitely a start into something we need to do for planning and preparation. So thank you for getting that put together. That's the end of trustee comments. Now we have the approval.
I had something there. I'm not a trustee, but I know we spoke about the audit the other day, so I just wanted to keep you guys up to date. I mentioned before that I've been trying to talk to the auditor for some questions, and I wasn't getting any response, so I kind of started amping up my game to get a hold of him. And it turns out he is no longer with the firm, and that's why I wasn't getting a response. So I heard back from a secretary over there, and they're short-staffed like everybody else. So they did ask for an extension from the state. They dropped it in our IPA contract into the state portal already. But we don't have much of a choice to approve that, so there's just...
That obviously people. Doesn't take any action on our part. It's simply part of the process.
I signed it, but I just wanted to let you know what was going on. So that's why we're not hearing anything, but it would have been nice to know 2 months ago that was
the reason.
Thank you very much.
Know why we're not. We started the process, and then we've been kind of on hold here.
So August or September?
Oh, I have no idea. It's just, you know. Actually, the extensions go 30 days at a time.
Oh, okay.
But I have no doubt that we will be doing multiple of these.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Even the last time we had a state audit, you know, I think it lasted 9 months. And so it's just not a quick process.
No.
But
I remember at the schools, they literally camped out, literally.
But at least we know what's going on now. So.
Okay. So. Next would be approval of previous minutes. again, I just want to give a shout out to our admin department. If you were following things in this township a year ago, we would be back 7-8 months. It was pretty daunting. And today I move to approve the, make a motion to approve the minutes for June 23rd of 2022 as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you for getting them done. It's feeling like I'm getting spoiled. Been a couple times in a row here. We got one week and I don't have to ask about which month it came from. One spot to sign for you. As he takes care of that, I'd like to make a motion to open up for public comment number two.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Do we have anybody who would like to comment? Please.
Sandra Billick, 3414 Hamlin Road. So I had a really good spiel here for the fireworks discussion, but I'll save it until we actually have the, you know, prosecutor and have the real fireworks discussion. But I'm happy to see that Trustee Christopher took the time to read the code, because, you know, it's one thing to say fireworks are legal and then everybody thinks they can just do whatever they want. But when you really get into the code and start looking at what's not legal, you know, it's pretty specific and has a lot of safeguards in there to, you know, protect the public. But, you know, people, you know, think like in the subdivision, you know, in the cluster, you know, condos and, you know, mainly in the cities, they think they can shoot, but you know, you can't, because, you know, you're not going to be, you know, you're not going to have the property line dang for another house. You're going to be crossing roads, you know, there's going to be children around. So basically, you know, if you're in the township and you got acreage, yeah, you can shoot off fireworks. Everywhere else, it's not legal. And I'm happy to see that Trustee Christopher and Chief Minnick clarified, you know, because I think there was a little confusion at the last meeting. I know Trustee Christopher was probably just trying to, you know, solve the situation, and I understand that our police are busy and they have more important calls to make, but, you know, the problem is that fireworks are dangerous. They are dangerous. Last year, 9 people died. There were 11,500 injuries, severe injuries reported. You know, we're talking fires, houses being set on fire, that kind of thing. This year in Cleveland, East 71st and Fleet, you know, kids were setting off fireworks, set a house on fire. And if you Google it and watch the, you know, the video, you'll see what a difficult time the fire department was having putting that fire out. Houses on both sides were affected. You know, this is the problem you run into. This year, an 11-year-old boy died playing with fireworks in Indiana. A 43-year-old man lost his life. He was lighting the fireworks off of the top of his skull.
I'm sorry.
That was in Texas.
Well,
California, man dies. It took his hand off and he probably bled to death. Missouri, 4 people dead, house explosion due to fireworks. Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, 18-year-old teen dies. Firework hit him in the chest. This is the problem. Okay, and this is why I get concerned when, you know, somebody calls and they're concerned because fireworks are being shot off illegally. And this is why I get concerned if our police are just going to take, oh, it's just fireworks. No, it's not just fireworks, because people can die. Children can die. Okay, yeah, the man was pretty stupid lighting it off on the top of his head, but this is a problem. People out there are not reasonable. This is why laws are made. I don't understand what our legislators were thinking down in Columbus. I'm glad to see that they're giving the local townships authority to do what they want. I mean, that's very clear, whether you have home rule or not. State was very clear that townships can do what they want. But I just don't know what they're thinking. The list is extremely long with cities that took a proactive stance on this and banned the fireworks, because it's like I said at the last meeting, you know, you get a drought condition like we really had going into July 4th. You get a windy day, drought condition, you know, it has the potential for a major disaster.
You know, like I say, Google that fire on 73, you see what a hard time the police department was having putting that fire out. So that's why I get concerned. I mean, you know, yeah, I don't really like fireworks, but I'm, you know, I'm all for people having fun or whatever. But you know, the police chief from Mayfield Heights has the right idea. Let the professionals do it. Go to the professional fireworks displays. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Is there any other business before the board? Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Meeting for July 7th, 2022 is adjourned.
Time.
5 after 8. 8:05 p.m. Thank you.